This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Oh no, it's Gojira.
No, that is a no wizard.
Oh, it's just a fat New Western goober.
What you want, fat man? Micah Bowser? Here in New Orleans. Go away.
A Mike Bowser.
Very powerful wizard.
Meanwhile, in the Big Easy.
Boy, oh boy. I sure do enjoy being a writer down here in New Orleans. Nothing could ever bring me down. Oh no! It's Chris Clem! You will not destroy my village, you beast! Be gone with you back to Chicago! Oh no, he's too powerful! Curse you, giant! Your precious PH Comedy Theater will not survive the month! Ha ha ha! You'll never make another house team, you brute! Enjoy your sports ball minicast, sucker!
That's Chris Clem!
This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, we have something that I think we can all agree on is awful, but not our guest. He's one of the best. Joining us this week is Akron's best stand-up comedian, Marv Conner.
Oh, so kind. Thank you so much.
Finally.
Great to be here. The crowd looks great. They all look wonderful. Yeah. A girl wearing a low-cut top, it's going to be hard to focus.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Sorry, I wore a low-cut top.
We need to showcase Jordan's titties more on the
Jordan's
Facebook page.
Jordan's tits. We'll call it cleavage, Jordan. We won't be crass.
Well, this is what
I feel objectified right now.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you wear shirts that are one size too small, Jordan.
Go up a size. Go up a size. That's the commentary from. What do you think, audience?
Yeah. The audience definitely agrees with me, and they agreed with me in Ingenuity Fest, too.
Nobody agrees with you. That's a common theme.
Fair enough. So, Marv, why do you hate internet scammers?
Look, you get on the internet, it used to be, it's never been, you could...
It used to be porn.
You just got on there for porn.
Yeah.
And because the news say, look for erotica if you want to find pornography on the internet. So you look up erotica, and you found erotica. You found weird pigtail dicks, all kinds of things like that. You could find things that you counted on. But now you get on, like, my wife wanted to rent a hotel room.
Okay.
So she clicks a major site. But it's not that. They put pictures up, and it's this thing called reservations.com or getaroom.com. And it's not the hotel at all. It's just some third party who will book the room for you, but then they're like, there's no cancellations. And then they up the fee. They don't give you the price, they say. They just screw you. And there's nothing, your only defense is you hope your credit card company backs you up. And you got to have a credit card then. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I have PayPal only. So it's like I have to rely on their return policy and everything.
Yeah.
But that has happened to me, Marv. When I went to, I took my family down to meet my grandfather because he was about to pass. And we booked through Priceline, the Hotel Shelley in Miami Beach.
Ooh, sounds like a problem already.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got the pictures of the room were very nice. You know, they had two beds, so we had, you know, one for the kid and one for the two of us. And, you know, it was very, very cheap. It was like $45 a night for the three of us, which okay. is pretty good, especially for, you know, South Beach.
Right.
Which is where we were staying. So we get there. There's no parking.
Ugh.
It's all on street. And you have to pay, like, every few hours.
So you have to run up all night. You have to get up, go out, put money in a meter.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Miami? Come on. Get the credit card thing, Miami. Wake up.
Yeah.
Give a day's.
Yeah. It was.
Government.
It was, that
didn't
wasn't
they just
fun.
Get theirs?
They got theirs.
Yeah. But this was several years ago. But so we get to the hotel, Shelley, and they're like, hey, you get complimentary drinks at happy hour. And I'm like, oh, that sounds lovely. I do enjoy drinks. Then we get to our room, which is really, really close to the lobby. I'm like, oh, we're going to not have a short walk to the lobby. This is nice. Very easy to load in. And then we notice that the room that we have booked has padded headboards.
Oh.
That was the first sign that maybe we shouldn't have booked this place. And then we noticed the mini bar had grape flavored lubricant and a beginner's bondage kit.
Boom. Right. Chicka bow bow.
Yeah. Which, you know,
we had you with your family yeah. in a porn shoot motel.
Yeah, basically. And then my ex discovered a roach in the
not the good kind of roach.
No, not the good kind of roach. That would have been lovely. In the shower, and called the front desk, and they came and said, "Oh, that's not a roach, that's a water bug."
Right, that's a southern water bug.
Yeah,
y'all northerners.
Yeah, and then we discovered why the room was so cheap. It wasn't that this was obviously set up for. You know, rough sex.
Were there cuffs on the side of each bed?
There were little like bolts that you could
oh, good, up. Good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was definitely. It was ready for anything that you had in mind. And I think you could squeegee off the mattress.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So the reason it was so cheap. Is because that little bar by the front desk there that gave you the free complimentary drinks for happy hour.
Had roofies in them? No.
I wish I would have gotten sleep. Oh. They were open until 3 o'clock in the morning, and the bartender was banging a gong and blowing a whistle.
Oh, my God.
And they were blasting techno music until 3 o'clock in the morning, and our room was right behind the bar. Mm. So none of us got any sleep, and there were roaches in the bathroom.
Hotel Shelley. I'm writing that down right
Shelley.
Now.
Hotel Shelley. On the TripAdvisor, gives it a negative 2.3.
I mean,
unless you're shooting a porn on your trip.
Yeah.
Then it's
five stars.
Five stars.
Yeah, they had really good lighting there, so... I mean, it would have been pretty easy.
We should go through porn sites just to find your room from Hotel Shelley. It's probably on there.
Yeah, have you ever come across that on like Pornhub?
Yeah, I have. Tube? That would be. I go through Tumblr for everything. You know, I don't trust the.
We should just put in Hotel Shelley porns and see what pops up.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I have a computer in my pocket, yeah, Marv. Let's see.
Hotel Shelley porns.
Yeah, but. I think that was less of a scam and more of like we did not do our homework before we.
Well, which is something that we all don't do is our homework. You'd think you're like my. She thought she was booking with Bay. Is it Baymont, the hotel chain from Wyndham's?
Yeah.
And I found him on the internet on a different site, but she was on the phone and they're pressuring. Well, you got to book it now because we're filling up.
Yeah.
And so she booked it. And then we called the hotel to confirm the reservation that we don't have a reservation. She didn't get a reservation.
Yeah.
But we sent them $100. And whether we'll get it back, I still don't know. Because I called them up and I'm reading, you go to like, I don't know, one of those sites that list all the reviews and shit. And they're giving me the playbook that everyone said they went through. Like, oh, they're going to act like they care. They're going to tell you it's going to be 2 days for their support team looks at your claim. Then they're going to deny it. You know, like, well, so far everything's happening right to protocol.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've looked up Hotel Shelley porn. Nothing has come up except for personal experience with Shelley Lubin and the Pink Cross Foundation.
Pink Cross sounds like a reputable organization.
Yeah, that's not it. And Hotel Shemale porn video.
Oh, which that might be it.
I'll probably watch that later.
I was going to say, you're probably saving the link right now.
Yeah, we're not going to get to find out what happened.
No, maybe next week.
Yeah. Oh, my God, scammers. Why do they? I know they do it for money, but it's just.
Yeah, of course.
They don't care who they rip off or what they rip off. It pisses me off. And it's not just hotels. It's anything you want to buy on the internet, you got to double check it.
Yeah.
I bought a motherboard off of eBay. And they're all from China.
Yeah.
They're all from China. You can't. So, okay, I go ahead and buy it because there's no choice. Can't even get what I want from America at all. And they send me the wrong motherboard. So I write back. I said, this is not the motherboard I ask. And the guy from China writes, please do not put up complaint. My family's lives are in danger if you write complaint.
Oh, whatever.
I go, well, I will do whatever I have to do to make you happy. Do not, and you only, once you file a complaint with one of those services like eBay or something, they're timed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps stalling right up to the end where you can take the complaint away or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not taking this down until I get this resolved. He sends me money back. He sends my money back. Just so I wouldn't, but I'm thinking, oh my God, did I almost get a whole family in China killed? What happens in China if they have to return something? I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's their fault for not fleeing their oppressive country, Marv. You know,
poor Chinese people. Don't write bad reviews of Chinese people.
You know what, Marv? If they didn't like it in China, they can just leave.
No, I don't think you can so much so easily. I'm not sure.
Look, if you don't like China the country, works. Get out, Marv. That's how we do here now. I don't know if you've been reading the news.
Well, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah, if you don't like it, leave. Yeah, if you don't like your family being executed.
I think I killed a family in China is my point.
I mean.
Over a motherboard.
Yeah, well, it's not the first time you have an Asian family's blood on your hands, so.
Marv's a life scammer now.
Yeah.
It's like, I ain't taking down this fucking review. I want my shit back.
I want my shit back or your family dies.
Please, my family's in serious danger. No fucking shit they are. I'm going to fly to motherfucking China if I don't get my goddamn motherboard.
Yeah.
I killed people in China today. Poor Chinese.
What time is it in China? I don't know.
What time is it? It's got to be like, well, it's noon here.
I don't know. I fucking know.
Other side of the world, probably midnight.
I am not a very cosmopolitan fella, so.
I know Hawaii is 5 hours behind us.
Okay, so probably.
I know that.
Probably five more. Probably 12 hours difference.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So.
Chinese people listen to this podcast. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Oh, no. That was racist.
Yeah, that was racist. We have listeners in Japan.
Okay.
And I think that's about it as far as the Asian countries go.
Yeah.
I had some Asian people sit in front of me on my flight. I went to L.A. last week. And someone, and I really suspect them, farting on the plane. Horrible farts. I'm like, how do you say in Asian? I don't know what country they're from.
They all have different dialects as well. So.
How do you say... Go take a shit. It's a five-hour flight. We were had no turbulence. There were plenty of chances for someone up there to go take a shit and relieve us of this suffering. But no, we had to sit back there with our eyes watering, wondering who amongst us was gassing us.
I mean, like, how do you not stand up after so many hours and be like, all right, seriously, who the fuck is doing that?
I almost did, but I'm like, that's not right. I can't do it. I should have done it. Why didn't I fucking do
it? But yeah, like, you can't cause a scene on a plane also.
You end up getting tasered and shot with rubber bullets.
This is what you do next time, Marv. You start a movement where everybody takes their air sick bags and just starts blowing into them until somebody fesses up.
That's going to be a signal to the steward. Is that international? Stewards already know that.
Yeah. It's just a little passive aggression from your old pal, Jeremy Shear.
What's that called when you are farting on people?
Crop dusting.
Crop dusting. Yeah.
Except
there should be a crop dusting thing that they put when they go over the seat belts.
Mm-hmm.
The steward to say, and if someone is crop dusting you, here's our procedures.
Yeah.
Let's write the FAA. Let's get that in. It's as important as sliding down a thing out of the plane as saving your breath from a flight from people.
That's not something dusting. That's brought to the forefront too much is people farting on planes.
Maybe it's not
you
even.
You should be the champion of this cause.
Might be a routine I can put in my act now.
You should be the champion of this cause.
Yeah. You. Here's a solution for you. When you board your plane, you can't take liquids on the plane. So just take your lubricant out of your bag that you're bringing on your vacation and your sex toy. And place that sex toy in your asshole for the duration of the flight. And
my asshole.
Well, no, everybody does it.
Oh! Everybody has to have a.
You get on the plane. You have a butt plug.
Ain't no airlines. We're gonna fly the really friendly skies.
Yeah.
AN Airlines. Anal.
Anal Airlines. Relax. We've got you covered.
Instead of bye-bye, they say wipe yourself off and get off the plane.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I hate. After you get a prostate check, the doctors always say, they hand you a towel and say, wipe yourself off. Like something horrible just happened. They don't say, all right, well, clean up. And they always go, wipe yourself off, which is what...
Like, I'm not a child. Fuck off.
Well, I mean, I had my first prostate exam when I was 10 years old. And oh, the doctor,
what?
I had an enlarged prostate when I was a very mature boy.
What a braggart.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a big old thing in my butt. No, but the doctor, he was an old man with shaky hands that made me piss in a beaker, not in the bathroom. And he gave me the old prostate exam, and then he tossed me tissues and said, sorry.
What an internet scammer.
He said sorry?
Yeah. He said sorry, like he did something naughty to me.
Unfortunately, you can't blame the farting on the plane on an internet scammer.
No. Be like, well, no, maybe they knew it when they booked it.
Well, you know, you might, because you didn't do your homework on what the meal was on the plane.
That's true.
What if, you know, kimchi was the kosher option?
There should be a warning label. Today we're serving, for you people who are easily upset with...
Salisbury steak.
Today...
Broccoli and cauliflower will be your vegetables.
Today we have Sugardale hot dogs with bean chili.
So we have to stay to my theme of internet scamming the whole time?
No, we don't
have it. So I did have a Chinese motherboard in a ripped off hotel room. Who else has been scammed?
I've never been scammed on the internet. Well, you know what? I take that back. One time, remember the old Danzig VHSs?
Yes.
I tried to buy the second one for Lucifuge on Amazon one time. And I ordered it because I wanted the VHS. I wanted, like, the collector's item. And in the mail, I get this white DVD case with this, like, printed out regular piece of paper with, like, the original cover, like, on that piece of paper and, like, a burned DVD. And I paid,
that's a scam.
Yeah, and I paid, like, $20 for it. And I was probably 19 at the time. And I sent the person an email. And I was like, hey, I thought I was getting, like, the original. And this lady sends me back this fucking email that was like, oh, my husband, he died, and this was part of his personal collection, and blah, 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 blah. And I just remember being like, and?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I supposed to fucking feel bad for you? You told me I bought one thing. I was like, whatever. I don't fucking care.
So you lost your money?
Yeah.
But you got the
bootleg. I had
the bootleg.
Yeah, I had the bootleg, so whatever. Fucking asshole.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to bootleg, sell it out in front of the gas station like an adult.
Yeah, not on the internet. Yeah. Don't make me think I'm getting a VHS tape when I'm getting a fucking... Which most people would probably be happy with, just a DVD, but no, I want the fucking collector's item.
Well, most people make a lot of money on the internet just on the shipping and delivery, and that's another part of the scam system.
That is a scam. You can buy this one thing on eBay for 99 cents, this thing that would cost you $300. Oh, but shipping is $300. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how some, like, the guys who sell the CDs for a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they charge you $3 each CD for shipping or whatever, and they make buku dala selling their CDs. Now, I don't know what they make.
Admittedly, I charge a lot for shipping when I sell shirts.
You have to get some drugs on your way to the post office. That's what really... No, yeah. You don't do drugs.
Not anymore. I just have my psych meds, which,
that's part of shipping and handling.
Yeah. It's definitely handling. If I don't get my psych meds, things are not being handled.
Well, Doug Stanhope, he wrote a book. I can't remember the name of it. It's on my phone. But he talks about his mom was handling the shipping and handling for his DVDs and T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And when she started getting sick, she still wanted to do it, but she started falling way behind. And she's like, fuck, I'm telling 6 to 8 weeks delivery. That's the voice of his mom. And she was... cigarettes all her life and shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mom, that's from 1970. You can't do 6 to 8 weeks delivering now in your 2017. It's a digging up mother.
Yeah.
So most of the book is talking about his relationship with his mom, and it's really a great book. But
I remember when he did, like, his whole bit on her in Beer Hall Putscht was fucking great.
And that's probably a lot of it.
When he talks about, when he wanted to take her fucking OxyContin, and he walked out of the room, and he walked back in, and she had taken all of them. He's like, this fucking bitch. He's like, she doesn't need all of them to kill her.
Yeah, he does that on here. He talks.
I'm gonna have to read that.
He opens with killing her.
Yeah.
And then he talks about her life. It's fucking great.
That's a really good opening. That's what I should be doing with the mom stuff that I'm doing, open with her death.
Yeah.
Instead of going, you know, these jokes are out of date. My mom's dead. which I have been doing. He also did a thing where he went online and pretended to be a kid, I think, to scam pedophiles.
Baiting.
Yeah.
I've got that book.
Yeah. Baiting pedophiles. So.
That's a great book. Did you read it?
I'm not a fan of that.
I used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
When AOL had those rooms.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretend to be a kid and then have the goal is to get the pervert to hang up first.
Yeah. Well, you're an internet scammer then.
Yeah.
You're proto internet
scammer. Pedophiles.
Yeah, which is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I don't know.
Pedophile scammer?
Pedophile scammer. I like to get them to hang up because you could say anything to them for a long time and then you'd have to get so weird. To make a pedophile hang up is really hard.
At least you're not a scammer pedophile.
That's true. That would be awful.
Yeah. So what's the weirdest thing you said to a pederast to get them?
I'd love to. I was pretending to be a young teenage girl. Mm. And I said I had an accident where I fell off a truck and my lower jaw was knocked off. But I could, knob it.
Wow.
But I also lost my kidneys when I was pushed off the truck. And I have to have my... and I have to have my person that helps me take him to the blowjob. And he's like, all right, we can set this up.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
Those fucking people, dude.
And I was saying these awful things, the most horrible things you could think of to say. And this guy's like, oh, that sounds great. Though. It sounds great.
No, honestly.
But he eventually hung up. I got him to hang up. I forget what was the final straw. Something about shoving glass up his asshole or something.
Yeah,
glass up your asshole, please.
Once you start, unless they're into that, some guys like to play find the corner in their butthole.
Find the corner.
Hoarder,
find that one. There's stuff stored up there for some people.
Yeah, find the shiny thing.
Dude,
yeah.
You've seen that video before of the dude sticking that huge jar up his ass and then it breaks. Yeah, it's so fucked up.
I have not seen it, fortunately.
And then it just starts pouring out blood. It's fucking... It's gnarly. Yeah, it's gnarly, dude. It's fucking gnarly. The internet
is he an internet scammer?
Yeah.
If that wasn't real, yes, he was.
The scam was it wasn't sexy.
It was not, dude. Me and my uncle used to look up the most fucked up shit on the internet.
Weren't those jars called ball jars? So he got bald.
What?
Crushed balls? Bald jars. That's what you can with.
No, those are mason jars.
Mason jars?
Yeah.
Aren't they made by Ball?
I don't know. I never looked at the brand because now they're making the mason jars with the bar name on them.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, because mason jars are hip amongst the younger
crowd.
We
drank out of jars, but it's because we were poor.
Yeah. I love it. It's like you go to Mayhall's and get a $7 drink, and they give it to you in a mason jar. And I'm like, what are you doing?
You get to keep the jar?
No, you don't get to keep the jar. They're not doing it because they're poor. They're doing it because they're hip, and it's garbage.
That's another
problem. I feel like I'm being scammed.
That's another problem in LA. Everything was very expensive. Every sandwich, $16. BLT, everything.
$16 for a BLT?
Yeah.
Well, that's a scam. That's not.
That's highway robbery.
Every restaurant's like that. So what are you gonna do? Mm. I mean, you can still go to Burger King or something. But we didn't really want.
I like good food. It's just that's fucking ridiculous. $16 anywhere you go. There's not a cheap little option.
Not really. I couldn't find any.
Mm. That's a scam right there.
We had some. It was all good food there everywhere we ate.
I can see why Ralphie May said everybody's a half a fag in L.A. because, you got to find somebody to take you out and feed you.
Poor Ralphie. Rest in peace, Ralphie.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, not really. Chelsea put it the best. She was like, it's shocking that a 45-year-old 600-pound man died. I'm good point. Good point.
Well, he saw it coming probably, but still, I don't think you get that big on purpose. I don't think he had a lifestyle that caused it. And he didn't do anything to stop it, probably.
Right,
but
right.
It's got to be genetic part of that.
What I read is that he ballooned up to 800 pounds after getting in a car accident where he broke like 33 bones in his body when he was a teenager.
Oh, man.
So that's what did it. And
still, though, you'd have to eat a lot to get up to that.
Yeah, well, you also, you eat a lot and then you don't do anything. And yeah. I mean, you know, I got titties again and... part of that was because I stopped taking the bus and drove everywhere. And when I was taking the bus, I was walking a lot. Right. And I was really poor, so I was barely eating. And all of a sudden, I got a good job and a car. And it's like, now I got a belly again. Also, I was on a weight-gaining psych med.
Remember when schizo lost that weight from walking? And
yeah, Walker, the crazy fitness or whatever.
Yeah, walk
crazy fat.
Walk yourself thin. You got real thin. You got big again. So
yeah.
Sorry, schizo. You're an internet scam now because.
Yeah, crazy fat's in the internet. Anything schizo Bill does on the internet, it's a scam.
But it's a funny scam.
Yeah,
he's trying to make money because he's absolutely broke.
Did you ever? did you ever give money to the Prince of Uganda and he promised you millions of dollars back?
Actually, I've always avoided that scam, but I just never. My mom was pretty good about telling no one gives you anything for free.
Yeah.
So if you're saying you're getting something, you're not getting anything.
Well, this is what a lot of people started doing with those guys is they would try to lead them on like baiting a pedophile. They were baiting the Nigerian scammers, but they would do things like tell them, send me a picture with a shoe on your head and send a picture holding the sign. This is actually
just to prove you're real.
This is actually what got PewDiePie in a lot of trouble is because
Who's PewDiePie?
PewDiePie is one of those Let's Play celebrities on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
He was like the most popular one, and he got one of these Nigerian scammers to hold up a sign that said Jews are the enemy or something.
Oh, that's what did it.
Yeah. So, you know, that was a thing, like fucking with these guys that you're just trying to get your money and they'll do anything. Like,
wow.
You know.
That's a good idea, though. Waste their time.
Spread your ass cheeks.
Well, there's
apart.
people when they get a telemarketer, and you don't have telemarketers anymore. It's all recordings, I think. Now.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Really? You get telemarketers?
I am one.
But you're not just a recording that.
No. I talk to people. I sell ad space for nonprofit organizations.
But you're not.
It's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's your job.
It is bullshit. Yeah. I hate it, but it pays the bills for
now. It's a thing that people need, though, right?
No.
They don't need ad space?
What? No. No, they don't. Not for these fucking places. No, not at all. I've said this on the show before, like if anybody ever calls you and like even asks you to make a pledge on the phone, even if it's for a cause that you believe in, don't agree to it. And if you do agree to it, then ask them what percentage of their dollar goes to that actual organization.
Do they have to tell the truth?
Yes, they have to.
Yeah,
I have to.
And that's...
It's not high percentages.
Oh, no. It's the highest one that I've worked with is 18%.
Wow.
Yeah, because you have to pay all the overhead to make that call.
There's so many... Over by my house, there's a call center. Mm. And it's always hiring.
Oh, yeah. They're all always hiring because it's like... I mean, I started off in like the residential. I don't call people at home.
What do they? They pay minimum wage or what?
No, I mean, I make pretty decent... I mean, I make all right money doing it. I get paid commission though, so.
Oh, so like, you got to make sales. Then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they have to come back too. Like, they have to send
Can't
it
just
back.
Say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the call center over by where I used to live in Fairlawn, it was one of those places that had a direct hire when people got out of jail. So the hallways smelled like taters because the first thing that they would do is they get hired and it's like I got to go on break and then smoke crack in the hallway.
Is that what crack smells like, taters?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it smells like taters.
I'm pretty ignorant of drugs.
I never smoked crack, but we all know shit.
Missing out.
What's better, crack or meth?
Crack.
Calhoun's laughing, too.
Look,
he just answered it so earnestly and so honestly.
It's quick
crack.
No thinking, no thought. He has a favorite.
It's cheaper.
That's true.
Crack's cheaper than meth.
Yeah.
They had me teach about crack. They said the problem with crack is that it's a one hit So I'm sorry, it's a one hit addiction.
Yeah.
Then once you try it, you're basically already hooked because your brain is going to crave it so much.
So it's the heroin of coke.
But the first hit starts killing the endorphin center of your brain, which means you're never going to feel that good again from after doing it.
That's the same thing that happens with meth. Oh. It actually like kills some of your ability to feel pleasure.
Right.
But
so that's why it's so hard to quit, huh?
It's yeah, because you feel like shit. And there's a lot of drugs are like that, but a lot of it's temporary. Like when you do ecstasy, you get serotonin syndrome where you just feel like dog shit for days.
Ugh.
And, yeah, so.
So one of the parts of finding a cure would be to figure out a way to fix that part of the brain that was killed by it.
Yeah, that might be part of it. Here's another thing, and this is related to the topic at hand of internet scammers. A lot of people are buying their drugs off the internet now.
Oh.
And, you know, Silk Road was a big part of that, but that's been shut down.
Is that something in China?
No, Silk Road was a dark website that basically anything that you wanted illegal, you could find. And the problem is people would go on there and it's like, hey, I have like Molly. Which is like used to be, Molly was like 100% pure MDMA. Like that's what it was. It was Molly. Ecstasy was cut with heroin or coke. But people started producing research chemicals at home that was an MDMA analog. It's not the actual drug, and selling it as Molly. And these idiots would just buy it off the web.
Just try it.
And like, because it's an analog, it's not clean drugs, and it has additional side effects that you're not necessarily going to get with pure Molly. And it's not just Molly. It's also people selling LSD. It's not LSD. It's a research chemical analog, and that's what ended up driving me crazy. I took something that I thought was LSD, and it wasn't, and the hallucinations stuck around for months.
Is it a thing? This is my ignorance, but... I know that most drugs illegally sold are not always made in lab conditions in that.
Correct.
Are people who imbibe in that a lot tend to be picky about other stuff in their life? Or is that not a thing? I'm just jumping to a conclusion. Like, oh, I wouldn't eat there. Their food is too, you know. But then they'll take a drug off the internet and not.
Yeah, you know, I think that's – I think they're just ignorant of – I think people put a little too much trust in something that they find on the internet.
This Nigerian guy wouldn't sell me bad drugs, would he?
Yeah.
The prince wouldn't do me wrong. He's a prince, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm. I told him, keep all the money. Just send me all the heroin.
Yeah.
Could you just buy some drugs with that money you're giving me and send that over to my house?
Well, I mean, I think, shipping drugs became popular around the time that, you know, people were... figuring out how to encrypt everything. And, you know, I know people that import, like, drugs from places where pot is legal, and then they'll get that shipped. And
I'm surprised, from my knowledge, churches haven't taken advantage of the internet on people the way that I would think they could be able to. Like, we saw a lot of Scientologists out in L.A.
Yeah.
They're all over the streets. They're passing out flyers constantly. They didn't seem to have much of an internet presence, though.
I don't know. I like, how do you get people from their normal, everyday internet routine to then go click on an ad for a church?
Are you depressed? You need help? Click this.
Okay, so you have the clickbait.
Yeah.
And then, like, it leads to, okay. Yeah, I can see that working.
Same, well, televangelists are, what, Joel C. made 44... He got worth $44 billion or something like that?
He markets himself as a self-help guru as well as a lordly man.
Maybe it's a million, but I think it's a billion.
Fuck him.
A million doesn't seem like enough.
Fuck him.
So, yeah, fuck him indeed. Have you bought stuff off Craigslist before?
I have not ever bought anything on Craigslist.
I haven't.
My friends get free stuff on there. Devin's couch is off Craigslist free.
On the free section?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he check it for bugs?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, because that's a thing now.
Yeah. They just have them. People don't put the bugs in on purpose, do they?
I mean...
somebody does.
Yeah.
But that would be so mean. I got this nice couch. I'm going to fuck it up and give it to somebody. I'm going to screw this couch. Give me some.
That's something you would do.
Off-air story.
oh, it's still not in the era of what's that called? When you can do something but talk about it later.
Oh, yeah. Statute of limitations.
Yeah, statute of limitations.
No, it's definitely not within the statute of limitations. But
People don't need to know it.
Yeah, it is funny.
That's half of Stanhope's act.
Yeah.
Stuff he can talk about now that he couldn't talk about before.
Yeah. What I found with Craigslist, and I think because they have like all the stuff that's in the gray area of legality, there people are a little more wary when they get stuff off of Craigslist, to the point that I would have friends that would sell stuff on Craigslist, and then they would bring me along with a weapon as like their backup.
Oh my gosh, she'd be the one to go to jail.
Yeah,
but, the one to stab.
Yeah, the stabby weapon, not the, like, you know, I'm not licensed to conceal carry, so I don't like guns.
So it had to be a smaller knife to be legal.
Yeah, I did not have a small knife. Uh-oh. I was playing, that's not a knife. Now that's a knife.
Now that's a knife.
I just watched both Crocodile Dundee 1 and 2 within the last, like, month and a half. Oh, Paul Hogan holds up.
Look.
He didn't hold up long. He's gone now. Who's Paul Hogan? No, he's rich and sits in some hotel.
All I know about Paul Hogan now is that he drove Subaru Outback, the world's first sport utility wagon.
Oh, yeah. That's good night. He did used to do those commercials.
Oi, I sold out. Yeah.
He can sell out.
Well, it'd be hard not to sell out.
Shit. To sell something. I've said that for years. I was like, if you just wave enough money in my face, I don't know. Sure. Yeah. All right.
If Bill Hicks was famous saying he never wanted to sell out, but I just don't think he got the right offer.
No, he didn't get the right offer, and he died. Yeah. Like,
he was 33. He probably didn't get a chance to sell out, really.
Right. Most people sell out, like, I'd say when they're 40. You know, they're like, I'm fucking tired of struggling. Cut me that check.
Hi, I'm Bill Hicks for Best Cuts. Do you need to get rid of that mullet? Get your ass to Best Cuts and give them $10, and you will not look like one of them queers at a country music festival.
Are you tired of looking like a fucking Jesus Christ?
Well, what comedian is the worst scammer on the internet?
Oh, on the internet?
Daniel
Tosh.
Why would you say Daniel Tosh is a scammer?
Because he fucking uses the internet for his fucking TV show, and he doesn't do anything for it, and he has writers, and he's fucking talentless.
hashtag what?
Mike Calhoun, who is has been nice enough to record us today. He hashtags his own name.
Yeah,
which is I remember
that's a bad thing.
It's very egotistical. It's,
oh, okay.
And but the thing is about Tosh, he used to be like, you know, he was a very particular stand-up. Like, you know, a lot of people liked him. But, you know, it was very – he was dark and snarky. And but now his live show is just like Tosh.0.
Oh.
The last time he was in town, like a friend of mine went and saw him and were expecting him to do stand-up. And nope, it was all Tosh.0 shit.
Same thing,
TV. So that's kind of a scam.
I remember when he first started getting a little popular when he did his Comedy Central Presents, like his half hour. I thought he was pretty funny. He had that joke about sitting in a movie theater, and he was the whole like part of the theme was he was talking about how what would Jesus do, and he's like, yeah, this guy was just wouldn't shut out the fuck up, or it was a kid wouldn't shut the fuck up during this movie, so I stood up and I just wanted to kill him, and then I thought, what would Jesus do? So I lit him on fire and sent him to hell. Yeah. I was like, I used to think he was funny, and then once he got like, well, I don't know, it's the same like Anthony Jeselnik. I don't think that dude's any funny either.
I like Jeselnik.
It's hard. Yeah. It seems like it's hard for them to come up with the second album after they've hit it big.
Hedberg fucking crushed his second. His second album's better than his first album.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
but Hedberg never stopped being Hedberg.
No, he did not.
His third album was pretty good.
Oh, what was his third one?
Dimitri Martin.
No,
that's like the joke about Dennis Leary. Why did he have a career? because there's no cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Because he took Bill Hicks' act, they said.
Yeah.
I still think no cure for cancer is great.
Well, then you love Bill Hicks.
I mean, I do. No, I like Bill Hicks, but I mean, before I got really super, I mean, Dennis Leary, I feel like, is one of those dudes that was, for my age group, the conduit into, like, comedy specials and shit. Because you're like, oh, he's smoking on stage and he's saying bad words and, you know what I mean? Like, that was, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I like that guy.
Does Dane Cook scam the internet?
Does Dane Cook do anything anymore?
Famous for MySpace. Once MySpace disappeared, he kind of.
I mean, he's acted in movies and. He kind of took more of that route.
He's still out in L.A.
Yeah.
Doing shit. So, I mean, you know.
He's not the powerhouse he was 10 years ago.
I mean, he's not selling out arenas.
Steve Byrne said he tried to ruin his career, though. You heard that story?
I did. I don't remember where I heard it, but I remember Dane Cook sitting him down and explaining that to Steve Byrne that he was stealing his essence.
And yeah, not his jokes.
His essence.
His essence. And then he blackballed him everywhere in California.
Yeah. There are a lot of stories.
Allegedly.
Like
that. Dude, have you seen that video on, I like how we're just talking about stand up now. That video, it's like, I don't know, it's probably 10 minutes long of Rogan talking to certain comics about Carlos Mencia.
Yes.
And then there's that video of him getting on stage and just fucking roasting the shit out of Carlos Mencia.
Right.
And, Carlos Mencia's like, dude, these people don't even want to hear you. They don't want to hear you. And the fucking manager of the fucking comedy store, wherever it was, just walks up and hands Joe Rogan a mic. He's like, see, motherfucker, they do want to hear what I have to say. It's so good. He just owned that dude. He owned that dude.
Speaking of roasting, though, couldn't you guys take what you do and make it, you'd have to get paid too much, probably, to take it around the country as an act?
Because
there's a lot of roasting stuff now. There's Comedy Central, not Comedy Central. YouTube has a roasting section, basically.
Yeah.
Where they're bringing all the Comedy Central did have shows on roasting. And you guys are better than those shows.
I've been trying to get on more out-of-town battles because I think the key to get the key for me to take it and actually, like, sell it is I have to know if the jokes that I'm doing are going to work where nobody knows who the fuck I am.
Right.
And so, like, Tabitha and I did Fort Wayne.
And it
worked really well. Like, Tabitha and I, like, we write a lot about each other, and it's good.
So you roasted each other, but they still all got it. They could figure out which.
Yeah. But, you know, I went to Columbus and roasted Paw. And I miscalculated. I thought that the Columbus audience would know Chris Paw because he came up there, but mm-hmm. it was a whole crop of new people that had never heard of him. So they didn't get it? Yeah, they didn't get it. And that was so I'm trying to get out and do more of those so that you know, I can figure out what kind of jokes that I have to do in order for it to hit when, you know, nobody knows who we are. And that, I think, is what it's going to take in order for it to go anywhere. But internet scammers.
I love when we go off the rails. It's my favorite.
Yeah. I actually have something that I found on Craigslist that I would like your opinion on, Mr. Connor. This is a scam, if I've ever seen one. Here it is. Attractive young lady needed to work a door at a comedy show in the Merriman Valley.
Nice.
New production company seeking an honest, attractive young lady to work the door at a monthly comedy show. Responsibilities: selling tickets, tracking ticket sales, able to recognize and handle comps, direct guests to seats, pass out cards. There is no pay compensation at this time, but you'll get to see a great comedy show with national touring and headliners, meet and greet them, and get picks. Opportunity can develop into a paid position.
It sounds awful scammy to me.
Where was it at? Merriman?
You can meet the headliners just by going to a show yourself.
What national acts are fucking doing Merriman?
I don't know. I don't know this club at all.
I will show you later.
Okay.
I don't want to get in a fight. But this guy doesn't know what he's doing. One, pay your door people.
Yeah, how much? 20, it's a 3-hour show. You pay him $25.
Yeah.
Whatever. If somebody needs a
or
job.
Or cover my bar tab.
Yeah.
Ryan DiPerna.
Jordan's the door guy at the Ad Hominem.
I work for beer and a little cash. Works
everyone should just buy you a drink then.
Most people end up doing it. I couldn't tell you the last time I paid for anything at the East End. It's fucking
that's
great.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. And, we had a substitute door girl last night. We didn't make a lot of money, but we still paid her out. And, if I don't make any money at a show, I still try to find other ways to pay the door person because it's like, it's an important job.
Well, being attractive is expensive in itself, as far as I can tell.
I'm not an attractive door guy, and I bring in money.
Yeah, Jordan's like the best door guy I've ever worked
with. So it's a
with.
Sexist and internet scam ad at the same time because he only wants an attractive woman. So what if you go there and say, oh, look, I want to do this, and he goes, oh, you're not quite up to my attractive level. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. And taking pics with national headliners is not exactly a job perk. No. If you're an attractive woman, you don't need
to. You got all the pics you want with people.
Yeah, can I take a selfie with you? Of course you can.
As he does not, his eyes doesn't leave her cleavage Jordan's cleavage. Shit. Let me talk about
right,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Please take a picture with me and tag me in it so everybody can see, like.
You're hot, and I'm with you.
Yeah, all the hot ass that comes to my shows. It's really, that's a scam. The biggest scam that I remember from the internet, because this is the majority of where it was marking. Do you remember Comedy Boot Camp?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Comedy Boot Camp?
No.
Yes.
Comedy Boot Camp was a thing that was marketed several years ago. I haven't seen it in a while, and thank goodness for that.
That was the internet scam.
Yeah, it was.
And every scam, everywhere.
Yeah, you paid, $3,000 was it?
Yeah.
To go to this boot camp out in LA where it was a lot of people that it was their first couple of years in comedy. And they sent you to seminars and they taped your set. Mind you, in your first couple of years of comedy, that you spent like a week working on your set. They taped your set and sent it out to bookers.
That's it?
Why would you want to do
that? No, they would try to teach you stuff, but it was all like, the videos I saw of it was like, oh, my God, it's terrible advice. And these comics that are giving the advice are terrible comedians that I've seen. And, but they were backed by somebody pretty big.
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson backed them. Is that who it was?
Yep.
And it was like, it was disappointing that it was just a moneymaker for those people is all it was. Because most towns, you can get in a pretty good... If you believe in comedy classes, and I do, I think you can learn from anybody. And it's usually fairly cheap,
Yeah. Well,
$150.
I think the improv class is a little more than that. But part of the appeal to that is,
you got to meet some Louis Anderson, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about that.
If you're gay, you probably had a pretty good chance of meeting Louis Anderson anyway, in my humble opinion.
More than likely. I know people that took
he's a nice looking man.
I have Louis Anderson stories, but we have listens in LA. So.
Yeah, I've heard your Louis Anderson stories.
Yeah. Any rate, so that's a scam. I think,
although he didn't pay us $20.
No, John, he did not.
I like your cleavage.
Yeah, so, I'm being a little more polite because I'm medicated, but keep in mind, if you don't give us $20 on the patreon.com/dirtyshear, we'll say whatever we want because,
that doesn't even have to be true.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to be true. For instance, I could just say something like, Ramon occasionally likes a finger in his butt while he's getting blown.
There's a lot of Ramones.
Yeah. Which Ramon do I mean? Which occasion is it?
Exactly.
You don't know. $20, and I won't lie about you.
I think he's listening. He couldn't be listening to this.
No, he's not listening.
I thought we had a listener. I got an instant message about somebody bitching about something.
Oh.
No, so we're not doing a live cast.
We don't do live. Well, I mean, we do.
In my mind, we're live. We're broadcasting right now.
I mean, you made that clearly evident when you talked to the audience.
Yeah. The audience at least is texting you instead of shouting things out.
Getting texts from the audience. Boy, you're good, Ray. Ray Heichlach.
Yeah.
No, you're not, Ray.
Yes, you are, Ray. I believe in you.
Ray didn't give us $20, so.
I love Ray. He knows I love him. He's a guest of the show.
So here's Ray, until you give us $20 a month at patreon.com/dirtyshear, we're going to tell everybody how your taint smells like Raid.
Again.
Here's another scam on the internet. People that have comedian in their Facebook
name. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a scam.
Well, did you see today's Beacon? Is it Ohio.com? It's still Beacon.
Yeah, it's
Journal,
Ohio.com.
Right? Did you see they had the two comedians on tonight? It's Carmen Esposito and a girl from Akron.
Rhea Butcher.
Rhea Butcher, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a good story, but I'm like, I really don't know these two. But they're big touring headliners.
Yeah.
They got a TV show.
They had a TV show on CISO. Yeah, they're really good. Mm-hmm. Cameron Esposito used to be out of Chicago. So,
okay.
And then Rhea's from Akron. And she actually was just at Hilarities a few months ago. And,
They're a team act now.
Well, they're wife and wife. So their CISO show is called Take My Wife, Please.
Which is a funny thing.
Yeah.
For gays.
But,
for gays.
No, I actually I started following Rhea after I saw her on At Midnight, and she was hilarious on that. Right, so I was like, all right. And then, she still likes Ohio sports and shit, so it's like, oh, she's great. And, what'd you find? Remote PC repair scams?
Yeah, don't believe they're going to fix your computer. They're going to get on your computer and steal all your shit. Don't believe that.
Yeah.
But the big thing, biggest scam right now is the Equifax.
Oh, God.
Thing, which I found out my information was stolen. And they will give you 3 months of protection they let your shit get out there. It's like, it's almost like when they used to say, we'll protect your restaurant if you pay us every week, and if you're not, there's something bad going to happen to your restaurant.
It's like Norton antivirus. Yeah. Like, that's a bunch of bullshit too.
Wait a minute. So are you saying Equifax are internet guineas?
Maybe they let that information out on purpose so they could make money, because you're going to buy this protection for 3 months. That's not going to protect you.
No shit.
They're going to have your information forever.
See, the thing is, you need to be like me and Sheer. You need to fuck up your life and your credit so bad that mm-hmm. nobody wants to steal your shit. Yeah. You have nothing to steal.
There's nothing to steal. Not a thing.
Dude, it's good for us for being scumbags.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm proud to be a scumbag. Another internet fucking scam? SoundCloud. That's a fucking scam.
SoundCloud, what is that?
It's a site where you pay $15 a month to put up unlimited audio content, and I just think it's a fucking scam.
For people to hear you and discover you?
Yeah, and pretty much. I mean, like, right now it's really big in the hip-hop community, but it's like when every other fucking kid on the street is trying to be a mumble rapper, like, how many fucking... SoundCloud's making a killing right now until that boom is done.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they might be done soon. I've been advising people to come to Audio Boom, where it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a fake pet scam too. They offer to sell you a pet.
What happens? Does a gentleman wearing dog ears and a big old smile come come in a bassinet to your door?
It says victims are required to only pay for the insurance and other fees associated with shipping their new pet to their home.
Why would you get a pet shipped to your home?
Before you even meet the fucking thing.
Yeah. And they only accept MoneyGram. That's a good key right there.
Yeah.
What was the one going around where you had to go to Walmart and buy something? And it was Walmart. I had to go to Walmart and buy something only from Walmart. And it was maybe they sell MoneyGrams. Maybe that's what it is.
They do sell MoneyGrams at Walmart.
And I can't remember what the scam was. But anytime they only will take one kind of payment.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna offer you a little bit of advice. Stay off the internet, Mark.
Yeah,
maybe I'll stop getting ripped off. Huh?
Go to the mall where you belong.
Here's a scam too that kids get out of college looking for jobs. They put their shit out there on boards, and a guy writes them and says, "Look, we love your stuff. We want to hire you. We're this big company from New York, and they steal the stuff from the company." And they said, Then they say, we're going to send you a check for $3,000. You take that check and pay these people with it. Out of your money. We want to know if you're serious about working here. So you take your checks and pay these people this money, and you cash our check for $3,000 to cover it. And you, oh, it's $2,000 worth of bills, so you keep $1,000. Of course, their check is going to bounce after 10 days, but you've already sent your $2,000 amount.
No.
Kids are falling for that.
How? How is anybody that fucking stupid?
You're desperate. And that's who they really...
I'm desperate, too. I'm not stupid, though.
But the people who get caught up are someone who really need money fast, usually. And they'll try anything, and they get ripped off even further. You read about it all the time.
My mother fell for a thing. This was pre-internet. Well, actually, no. It was not pre-internet. This was at the dawn of the dot-com boom. There was a guy named Don LaPree that sold you 900 numbers.
Oh.
But these 900 numbers were, like, some of them were internet advice that you pay $3.99 a minute for. Now, the thing is that this is clearly targeted at people that have no idea, like, that the 900 boom is over.
Right.
And, you know, people were only paying 900 numbers for sex. And, you know, in the early days of it, like, you know.
So I need to delete my 900 numbers? Yeah.
Nobody's paying you
$4.99. 1999 MarvCon. Two ends.
I'm Mad Marv Connor. Listen to me and my jokes at 1-900 Mad Marv.
That was my ad right there.
$2.99 a minute. Kids, get your parents' permission before dialing.
That makes you think of the show I did Friday night. They said, can you go dark? And I went, oh, yes. And I went dark, and they did not want to go there. They were like, never mind. Get out of the dark.
Have they seen you before?
No, they hadn't seen me before.
Jesus.
I can go dark. Who's been molested? Make some noise. Come on. That's one of my favorite lines to say.
I
like to say, so Rafe's been getting a lot of bad press lately.
Can you go dark? Yeah, sure I can. How long you want me on stage for?
I've lived in the dark.
My favorite thing I did lately was clap if you know how many fingers you could fit inside of you. Clap if you want to find out. So
that was the audience. People in the audience are clapping.
Yeah, well, they want to know, and they're going to find out soon. You know, I told these people that they were here for a live performance from Mad Marv Connor, but they've been scammed. They're here to get digitally penetrated.
We're scammed.
And I haven't trimmed my nails in a few days. So before we do that, we got to thank our sponsors.
Let's do that.
Thank you, Jess Falstick, at Epic Fall, F-A-U-L, on the Twitter.
You can see her at the
Avenue Tap House every Sunday on the west side of Cleveland. That is her room now. So you can see the first Sunday of every month is an open mic, show up, go up. Every other Sunday, she books it. So enjoy that. And also Britt Fox, that's X Fox Rocks on the Snapchat and Instagram. She's got some new projects coming out, so check her out.
You'll be hearing more ads from us, I assume.
You're assuming correctly. And then, of course, Plight of the Stripper Herder, which you can find at plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It is the chronicle of a longtime floor guy at a strip club.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of stories about working there and tips and tricks for how you can get the most bang for your buck.
For only $3.99 a month, Marv.
That sounds like a good idea, too, getting bang for your buck.
Where can people find you?
At MarvConnor.com.
You can find him on any internet scam. Just send him an email. What's your email?
It's mconnor Gmail. No, MarvConnor@gmail.com.
Okay.
At some point, I have to have a DVD release party coming up for my new DVD.
Right on.
I wish you understood.
We'll do a commentary track for it.
Oh, okay.
Actually, awesome. I would love to do that.
Yeah, no, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to do some commentary tracks for people.
We're going to do one for, well,
I don't know what that is, but it sounds important.
Okay.
Could you scam me on it?
No. It's us watching your stand-up and doing a commentary track on it.
Well, Jeremy saw it at the party. No, you didn't come to the party.
I did not. I had to do
Ingenuity Fest. Yeah, it was a pretty good party. Only about 20 people showed
up. I was sad that I missed it.
He was not happy about it.
Jorge has a portable viewing system where he brings his projector and a huge screen. We played it in my backyard.
Cool.
Yeah. Twice. They wanted to see it twice.
That's not special. Sad Boys has that too.
Yeah. I didn't think it was special.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates internet scammers as much as Marv Conner.
No. There is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Feed me numbing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper. Daniels is drunk in me.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Brett Fox.
It's your boy Jay Remy, Fat Woke Boys, Roast King of Cleveland, here to tell you about Akron's king of underground battle rap, Dallas Cash. Dallas Cash, rising artist with debut fire single out now. He's got over 115,000 total views on Verse Tracker, winning battle after battle from Ohio to Cali. You can find him on iTunes and Spotify under I Like Dallas Cash, on Twitter at I Like Dallas Cash, or his website, IHateDallasCash.com. He's a complicated man. Find out more about him now before you have to pay for everything.
That's Brett Fox.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.